From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. To get a sense of how people in Muslim nations responded to the bin Laden videotape, we checked in today with three journalists in three different countries.
Joining us now from Cairo is Mohammed Sid Ahmed. He is a columnist for Al Ahram. Mr. Sid Ahmed, tell me what your first opinion of the tape was when you saw it.
Well, I had never discarded the possibility that bin Laden was behind the whole thing. So I'm not a sort of person that needed to be convinced in one direction or another. But my concern is not so much people who agree to the fact that it might have been bin Laden, but rather, what about the people who have no interest in being convinced that it is bin Laden? I'm not sure that the tape is conclusive when it comes to those who are interested in doubting. And those constitute quite an important establishment in the Arab and Islamic world.
Why do you think that the tape leaves room for doubt?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not the entire text. It's two tapes overlap. It's translated. The Arabic is not clearly heard. Things could have been omitted and things could have been added. So it is just to show that there will be much scrutinizing of the tape in the direction to disprove that it is a conclusive argument.
So you think you see, and other people will see, places that where people might charge that it was faked?
Yes, it has already been charged, I think, on the Gezira television to some extent, and I see other Arab televisions doing the same thing. So what I'd say is it's taken the argument one step forward. One element, one strong element in the tape is that it can no longer be said after this tape that bin Laden was not in the know. But he could have been in the know without being the mastermind. He could have been a figurehead and not the mastermind. In answer to another question that remains a mystery, how this very sophisticated sort of thing could have been undertaken, it is questionable whether the bin Laden type of people are capable of undertaking enterprises of that sort with this success.
What do you think will be the effect of this tape on those people who want to believe in Osama bin Laden,
They will do their very best to try to disprove what this tape has revealed. I don't see a surrender to the logic that it is now definitively established that bin Laden is the top man and the key figure.
Mohammed Sid Ahmed is a columnist for Al Ahram. He joined us by telephone from his home in Cairo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We go now to Najim Sethi, who is the editor of the Friday Times. He joins us by telephone from Lahore in Pakistan. First of all, Mr. Sethi, the tape has been touted as something which would convince everyone who saw it of the responsibility of Osama bin Laden for the terrorist attacks on the United States. Was that your impression?
Not really. My impression is that people who were already convinced that Osama is a rascal and is a terrorist, they will be reaffirmed in their beliefs. And those who were inclined towards the various conspiracy theories and were demanding for various types of irrefutable evidence against Osama are still going to try and pick holes with this one.
Do you think you learned anything about Osama bin Laden just simply from watching him, from watching his reactions or his language or his body language?
Yes, a couple of things. First of all, that he'd been expecting something like this to happen. He was in the know that things were afoot, and when it did happen, he was delighted. He didn't suggest that he, in a sense, knew everything about it. That whole sequence of dreams and all the rest of it was extremely instructive. At the very least, all the dreamers seemed to suggest that they perhaps had some knowledge of what was in the offing. And instead of coming out openly and saying, we thought as much or we'd heard that something like this was in the offing, everybody decided to couch their suspicions or their expectations or their anticipations in terms of these dreams. Most suspicious, this whole concept of dreams.
What did you think about the part of the conversation where they seemed to marvel at the fact that this group of people, this relatively small group of people, has been able to do something so strong to such a nation as the United States?
Yeah, they're clearly delighted. They're delighted that the United States has been hit. They are delighted that they think that the United States is panicking, that they achieved the element of surprise. Beyond that, I think you would expect people who have planned something to think and to act and to behave in much the same fashion. It isn't back thumping, but it was that whole tape is another way of back thumping, really.
Najim Sethi is the editor of the Friday Times. He joined us by telephone from Lahore in Pakistan. Mr. Sethi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Khaled Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News, and he joins us by telephone from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, you've seen the tape, as I understand it, a couple of times. What was your impression of Osama bin Laden on this tape?
Well, I think his voice was blurred compared to the others when they were speaking. Their voices were audible, the words were very clear. But as far as bin Laden was concerned, I thought that for the majority of the time he was on, his voice was hardly heard. So there will be skeptics. Conspiracy theories abound in other parts of the world, as they do in the States, too.
When Osama bin Laden says in the tape that some of the people who were on the airplanes that crashed into the towers did not know that they were on a suicide bombing mission, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that was very devious. I think, and in fact, it shows a person hell-bent on trying to do something who has used people unknowingly, unknowingly for them. And I think it is something, it's very sad that they were used by and exploited by a man who did this for personal gain.
Does this change your opinion of Osama bin Laden at all, your sense of what he might be like?
No, in fact, it doesn't, I have never been an Osama bin Laden fan. I mean, he has espoused many causes, and for many, the Osama bin Laden sort of appeared as a sort of a hero. But to me, I don't think so. I was never impressed by him. And let me tell you one thing. The majority of the people, the overwhelming majority of the people are not. In fact, I received calls from a lot of Saudis immediately after the tape and said, look at this guy, nailed the SOB. People overestimate the support for Osama bin Laden. But nobody would want that kind of support. I mean, we are against killings. And if Osama bin Laden is involved in killings and if tried and proved and convicted, all those responsible for this should pay to the fullest extent.
Khaled Al-Maina is the editor-in-chief of Arab News. Mr. Al-Maina, thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem. Thanks a lot.